Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we welcome in at this time. We'll get back to the Ben talk in just a moment. Jacob Stallings, your Pittsburgh Pirates starting catcher. Good morning, Jacob. How's everything?
Good morning, Colin. Everything's good. How's everything going up there?
It's nice. It's okay. It's not as warm as in Bradenton. We wish we were there, but we're not, and it is what it is, but we like talking to you. Answer me this, the restrictions and the protocols and everything like that. When you're out on the field, is it able to just be baseball, and is that sort of the respite from everything that you have to kind of go through protocol-wise, and are you used to it, I guess, at this point?
I think for the most part, when we're out on the field, yes, it's able to be mostly just baseball, and I think the protocols definitely, you can feel them more before you go out there and when you're allowed to get to the park and what you're allowed to do and that sort of thing. But luckily, when we're outside, we're able to just go about our work. And am I used to it? I guess I would say yes, but I still prefer no restrictions. But hopefully we can get there sooner rather than later.
Are you used yet, Jacob, to being the leader of the catching group? I mean, you always have a ton of catchers in spring training, especially early when you're trying to get everybody's bullpens in. And over the years, you've kind of climbed the ranks to the point where now you're the guy. And there's young guys there. There's new guys. And maybe you're the one that they're turning to get some information on the arms that you're catching during these bullpens.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm definitely more used to it than probably I was last year. It was kind of my first year of that role, and I definitely would say I'm more comfortable with it this year. Been through it before, kind of know what needs to be done to get some of these other catchers up to speed, because it's really difficult, learning a bunch of new pitchers. So I got to do everything I can help those guys so that they can help the pitchers, and it's something I'm comfortable doing for sure, but definitely the more experience you get with it, the more comfort comes along with it.
Jacob Stallings joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. I asked Oscar the same question just last week when we had him, and then I'm going to ask you, how do you make sure as a catcher who works with the guy, how do you extract the most that you can out of Mitch Keller? How do you make him turn the page and go out there and want to crush people every single time he touches the baseball? How do you do that as a catcher?
Well, as a catcher, I think it's my job to figure out what makes him tick and what lines of communication really, really resonate with him. I think that's step one because step one is building the trust. Building trust is key because, if he doesn't trust me, then he's not going to listen to me. And obviously that's the most important thing. But with Mitch, it's just, I really felt like last year, and we saw glimpses of it, but the injury kept him out for a lot of the year. But I really think he learned a lot from his first season. He got hit around quite a bit, and there was a lot of unlucky hitting around. But I think he really learned what it took to get big league hitters out. And I think the thing with him is just confidence. Like as his confidence continues to grow, His stuff is top of the rotation type stuff. So just continuing to build his confidence and helping him learn from things that he does well and then things that, you know, maybe he can improve on. I think that's kind of, you know, the next step of his evolution is him realizing how good he can be.
Pirates catcher Jacob Stallings with us here from Pirate City. It's the Fan Morning Show. Let me ask you this, because I asked Oscar Marine this last week, Jacob, about fastball usage. We saw it decline precipitously for the staff last year, and strategically it worked in a lot of spots, especially we saw in the last couple of weeks when the starters really seemed to come into their own. Guys like Mitch, Steven had that phenomenal start late in the year. What have you seen from just the differences in coaching this pitching staff as Derek and Oscar and everyone have started to get settled in over the last year or so?
Yeah, I mean, I think around the league you see the trends, right? I mean, guys are throwing less two-seamers. They're throwing less fastballs in general. I mean, you're seeing, you know, guys who throw 98 throw 70% sliders. Like, I mean, it's just the game's just changing, and, you know, analytics are kind of are driving that. And, you know, we're kind of figuring out along the way, kind of, you know, how to get hitters out more. You know, it's just kind of what we're trying to do. And so that's causing, obviously, the percentage of off-speed pitches to go up. And I would say that's, you know, that's one of the main differences is with most of our guys, you know, we're trying to, you know, unless, you know, if they have a plus off-speed pitch, we're going to throw that because it's their best pitch. And, you know, like Sam Howard, he was around 65% slider last year, and he had a really good year, and, you know, it just worked for him. So we, you know, it's not one philosophy fits all. We're trying to use the weapons that our guys have to more often, and you know, trying to be with the starters in particular, maybe more of a 50-50 split between fastballs and off speed, and then you know, the obvious use of analytics, I would say, is more prevalent with Oscar and Shelty and this new staff, and you know, they're teaching us how to use the analytics to benefit us. So it's been good. You know, I think last year kind of helped us all get comfortable with one another and learn what you know the other expects of, or you know what the staff expects of us. And, so I'm excited to see, you know, how we can grow on that this year.
Last thing for you. I don't want to make you feel old, but Ke'Bryan Hayes was born in 1997. I was just looking at this. This is incredible, Jacob. But what if he comes to you and goes, hey, listen, I know they're counting on me. I know I'm one of the faces of the franchise now. I'm going to be a big dog in this franchise for years to come. What do I need to know to kind of get settled in and go through this grind every day? What do you say to Ke'Bryan Hayes if he sits in your locker stall and asks you that?
I would tell him that he needs, and not that he's not capable of doing this, I would just say he needs to know how to deal with failure, because at some point it's going to happen. And the best guys are the ones who can be most consistent. And with consistency comes, you know, the ability to deal with failure. And I think that's probably the hardest thing to do, especially for a hitter. You know, hitting can drive you crazy if you let it. And so just staying even keeled and not getting too up and too down, which, you know, I think he will be very good at, because he's a very even keeled guy. He's, you know, he's not soft spoken, but I mean, he is soft spoken, but he, you know, he's just so even keeled and just a slow heartbeat. You know, I've seen Shelty say that a number of times about him. And the thing about Ke'Bryan is, you know, his glove is always going to play, so he's always going to bring value to the team. And I think he understands that, and so that's what I would tell him.
Jacob Stallings. Jacob, you're the best. We appreciate it. As always, we'll bump into you soon. Enjoy spring training, and then in due time, you'll be up here north. Thanks again, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Jacob Stallings. One of the good guys. I mean that. One of the really good guys in sports and in baseball and in this town. Big thanks to him. He's just a super good guy.
It's been really something to see him grow from a guy who we just all kind of looked at as sort of a spare part third catcher who would do all the dirty work down in Indianapolis and occasionally be called up when there was an injury, into legitimately the leader of that catching staff. And that doesn't sound like a lot once you get into the everyday grind of the regular season to the average fan, but you know, we've both seen it from that other perspective of what it looks like at Pirate City when there's 30 guys trying to get in bullpens on a given day. So they got 8 catchers there. None of them know. They're just meeting, in some cases, these pitchers before they walk out to throw these bullpens because everybody's new at spring training. And then once you get into the grind of the everyday regular season, sitting down and having the knowledge, looking at the scouting reports with the managers and the pitching coaches and that day's starting pitcher, the guys that are going to work out of the pen that night. And, you know, just being able to recall something as minute as Sam Howard threw 65% sliders last year, that tells you how studied up Jacob Stallings is and how well he knows probably just about every arm on this staff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.